Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
From the last weekly crop progress report of the season, 85% of the U.S. cotton crop now harvested, 6 points ahead of the five-year average. Texas at 82% harvested now. Oklahoma up to 84% of the crop now harvested. And the folks in Kansas are now at 70% harvested. Grain sorghum, 97% done on harvest. Texas 100% done, Oklahoma 98%, Kansas now 95%, and a total of 96% of the U.S. peanut crop now harvested, 88% of the Texas crop harvested, a total of 96% of the Oklahoma peanut fields are now harvested. No numbers on winter wheat crop planting were pretty well done. 92% of the crop has now emerged, 1 point ahead of the five-year average. Wheat crop condition, 44% of the crop is rated in good to excellent shape. Texas just 20% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma is looking at 48% good to excellent condition. Kansas right now is at 62% in good to excellent shape for the 2022 crop. As we get ready to jump into the month of December, not far away from the new year, we asked Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance his thoughts about 2022. What kind of a year will it be?
I think it's going to be a very good year for the beef industry. We still have a very robust perspective on exports, specifically to China. You know, we're looking at growth in exports, something in that 2 to 4% level. And if you take the contraction in beef production that we're expecting for the year, clearly it's going to get to a point that if we see exports grow, that per capita supply domestically is going to tighten up. That in turn will support the retail prices that we're currently seeing of the $7.40 on the all beef price, that $7.80 level on the choice product. I think retail prices will level off, but still stay incredibly strong.
Don Close believes that strong export demand will underpin strong cattle prices into the new year. That will likely mean pretty tight domestic supplies for consumers, and that'll keep retail beef prices fairly strong as well. We are being told that Cattlemen's Congress early entries, the official entry deadline was November 19th. Entries are looking really strong right now, but you can still, if you want to do an entry, you can still do a late entry between now and Friday, December 3rd. December 1st is the deadline for the junior breeding heifer ownership classes. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bull Competition, December 4th, 1 o'clock at Atoka Livestock. Featuring 70 breeding-age bulls and 25 females, plus all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the Super Bull Award. For more information, view the online catalog at www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419. That's 580-597-2419.
And that's a check of your latest agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.